A drug called buprenorphine has become a life-saving medicine for people trying to recover from opioid use disorder. And some lawmakers want to decriminalize possession of black market buprenorphine sold on the streets. But the drug is still an opioid. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some law enforcement officials say non-prescribed use should remain a crime.
It's been 6 years since Scott Pavek stopped using opioids, but he wanted out of his addiction long before he was able to get clean.
And I just wanted some relief from the cycle of using opioids, getting sick, finding ways to acquire more, and then doing the same thing over again.
Pavek was able to find that relief in a drug called buprenorphine. It's a long-acting opioid that's far less powerful than heroin or fentanyl, and it allows people with substance use disorder to stave off the symptoms of withdrawal.
The need for relief from constant withdrawal and drug seeking is something that people could achieve with buprenorphine, and that's why we see people buying it on the street.
Pavek says for many people with opioid use disorder, non-prescribed use of buprenorphine is a key first step on the long road to recovery.
It's quite frankly absurd that we would do anything to deter people from treatment, recovery, harm reduction, and that's what our laws are doing now.
The House Judiciary Committee has approved legislation that would change those laws. Specifically, it would decriminalize possession of misdemeanor amounts of non-prescribed buprenorphine. But not everybody is on board.
Buprenorphine is an opioid. It's a Schedule III opioid.
That's Tom Anderson, Commissioner of the Department of Public Safety.
It can cause sedation, physical dependence, respiratory depression, decreased heart rate and blood pressure. So I start there. It's a dangerous drug.
Anderson says he's all for the use of buprenorphine so long as it's part of a doctor-supervised treatment program. Outside those medical confines, Anderson says it's just another narcotic that poses a public safety risk.
What I have serious concerns about is proponents equating the effectiveness of buprenorphine usage as part of a treatment program with the unsupervised use of diverted buprenorphine. I just find that to be misleading and potentially dangerous.
Danger, though, is a relative term, according to Timothy Schaefer, a family physician in Townsend who's been a licensed prescriber of buprenorphine for 12 years. The drug is also known by the brand name Suboxone. Schaefer says some of the buprenorphine that he prescribes undoubtedly finds its way onto the black market.
I'm not crazy about that.
But Schaefer says that black market buprenorphine isn't a gateway drug for first-time users. Rather, it's a lifeline, he says, for long-term users looking for some way out of addiction.
So the alternatives to not having a certain pool of street Suboxone, the alternative is a lot more overdoses.
And that view is gaining traction in the criminal justice system. Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo says his department stopped arresting for misdemeanor possession of buprenorphine 9 months ago.
That we're aware of, there's been absolutely no collateral consequences of a negative kind at all so far.
In fact, it's been quite the opposite, Del Pozo says. Overdose deaths in Chittenden County were down by 50% last year. Del Pozo says it's impossible to credit any single policy to that reduction, but he says access to buprenorphine, even when it's acquired illegally, will help mitigate the deadly effects of what he calls a public health crisis.
Almost everybody takes it to manage their addiction, to stave off withdrawal, to self-treat. And the research shows that taking non-prescribed buprenorphine predicts an increased eventual desire to enter into formal treatment.
The buprenorphine decriminalization bill has cleared one key committee, but it still needs support from the House Healthcare Committee in order to get a vote on the full House floor. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.